You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for your time to shine with Julie Yeagerwalker. Live from Wings of Souls with Julie.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is your time to shine
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Your Time to Shine, a radio show designed to help you explore your own divine gifts. Good evening, everyone. I'm so happy that you are here this evening. I hope tonight finds you all well. So what are you all doing right now? I had to pull a card tonight for some of you out there, all of you. I was just feeling the calling to do that. So I did before the show, I picked a card for all of you out there listening tonight. And it is from an angel deck. And the card is Isaiah. And it says, it is a good time to give birth to new ideas and situations in your life. I'm watching over you, guiding you, and protecting you during these changes. Wow. So some of you out there are going through some really big changes, things that you have been wanting to put into motion. Now is the time to do it. Have you been feeling that calling, that little itch of, okay, I'm supposed to be doing something. I'm supposed to be putting something in motion. It's time to stop the procrastination and actually get up and do that now. It is the perfect time. So if you're hearing me right now and you're listening to the show and you're thinking, I wonder if that means me. Absolutely, it does. If it even remotely sounds like this is something that you have been waiting to hear or that you have been waiting to do, this is actually the time to do it. This is spirit and guides saying, yes, move forward and go forward and do these things because now is the time. There's been a lot of preparation going on in the background. You may have been even a little bit antsy and wondering if this was ever going to start. You've been planning and planning. So this is your moment. This is that time to do that. And all of the orchestration in the background for, your loved ones and guides to put this forward is, has now come. All this back planning. And it's fantastic. So whether that be doing something at home, working on a craft, working on a hobby, possibly maybe you're looking for, a new job. It could be anything. If this is reaching you and it is feeling like, wow, she is talking to me right now, then take action on that. Take action on whatever it is that you have been putting on the back burner, preparing, because now is the time to do that. If you've heard me speak in the past about group readings, I had someone ask me about group readings last week, and I say, I always tell those who are in the group that if it sounds like the person coming through, if it sounds like your loved one coming through with a message and it resonates with you, it most definitely is. And this is no different. If this message is resonating with you, then it is most definitely for you. So know that, Isaiah, in this card is protecting you during all these changes? Because sometimes change can be a little unsettling, a little unnerving. And knowing that you have the backing of your guides and your loved ones so that you can move through whatever it is that you need to move through to accomplish this goal, that is great. It's time for you to move through that and get to it. So what is it that you all out there have been procrastinating on, that you've been waiting for the right time? I can't wait to hear what you all have to say. So move forward with it now. The time is perfect. And with that, we're going to go to the phone lines because we have a caller waiting right now. We have Tiffany in Manitoba, Canada. Good evening, Tiffany, and welcome to Your Time to Shine.
Hello. Thanks.
Hi. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. What can I help you with this evening?
Just wondered about anything on like jobs, money, family health kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, let me just take a moment here, Tiffany, to tune in to see what your guides and loved ones have to say. And then okay. I will be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Tiffany, so the image that they keep bringing me is someone counting. It's like you're counting, you know, you're drawing the lines and you're like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5, and you go across all of the other marks to go 5, and then you start again. It's like you're counting. And it feels like this is relating to your job that you have. And so I'm not sure what you're counting, because they're not showing me what that is. They just keep showing me you know, marking off, you know, striking things off, in this process of, so are you in accounting or some type of payroll or something like that? Yeah.
No, right now I'm just a stay-at-home mom, but I've been stressing about money lately. So
okay. So you're doing the counting thing.
Yeah.
I'm checking in to see what they are saying about the counting. Hold on. So the other image that they're bringing to me right now is counting on someone. And what they're showing me is for you to be able to count on you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of.
for you to be the one that that counts on yourself. Because it feels like there's part of you that is feeling like you can't do this. You can't move forward. You can't do this anymore. And so it's about being and believing in who you are and your abilities to be able to do this.
Okay.
They're showing me they're showing me almost like a going out and doing like a part-time job, right? That brings in a little bit of income, but also gets you out into your community and gives you that, it's like this feeling of, I feel like there's this feeling of restlessness with you right now. You love what you do, right? You love being a stay-at-home mom, love being with your kids and teaching them. But there's a part of you that also needs to be outside of the house. And so, they're bringing back this counting again, like you're counting your days, counting things in your life. And so getting out and doing something outside of the household, is going to shift you and be able to bring in, this different feeling and kind of settle down that restlessness, that you're feeling right now. Hold on just a second. They're bringing me in with something with numbers. So it's interesting. There's a lot with counting and a lot with numbers with you right now. So let me see if I can, figure out exactly what it is they're trying to bring through. It's the image that they're showing me is that they're showing me you sitting around with your children and doing counting exercises. You're counting things, you're teaching them. And it's this moment of having that time and that space with them right now. Which is also something that you are craving. It's like in a different way. It's being in a different way than you are with them right now. Putting the responsibility aside a little bit and being able to go out and laugh and run around with them, and do things with them. And that also is going to help bring through this feeling of, to release that feeling of restlessness, and it's going to ground you, to be able to get out and to have that laughter and that fun and almost bring out the kid in you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. They're showing me you teaching other people things that you have learned along the way. It's almost like teaching, what they're showing me is like teaching other groups of students different aspects of. It's almost like I'm seeing like extracurricular activities like art, or theater or something. It's like they're showing me that you have these talents that can be shared with others in other ways. And that is another way to kind of bring out that creativity in you and getting involved, with your community. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Me and my girlfriend are thinking of getting into doing like a facial line together.
So, okay.
Yeah, it does actually.
Okay. Well, wow. There's your part-time job.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, it's about you being in that creative aspect. And that's kind of what you're missing right now. Because you are so focused on your home and your family, this something will give you a little bit of joy and enjoyment, and something just a little bit different.
Yeah. Okay. The counting thing, like I used to work at a bank and I was actually just thinking couple of days ago. I'm like, oh, maybe I should get another job there.
So it's okay.
Kind of funny that you bring that up. So I'm like, oh, well, maybe because I was thinking, oh, maybe I should start working back there.
That makes total sense.
I actually just said that to my husband tonight. So
okay, there you go. Yeah, definitely. Definitely look into that. Because like I said, there's something they kept bringing up counting. So obviously if you worked at a bank, you had to count out money, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, or even during the day, depending on what your job entailed. So I would definitely look into something like that as the means of a part-time job, or maybe it turns into a full-time job. So check that out and see if that actually resonates with you again.
Okay.
Cool. I'm actually getting a very big yes on checking into the bank. So, I would look into that.
Okay.
What was one of your other questions?
Just family health.
Family health. Okay. Is this like immediate family, like you and your kids, or is there somebody else?
Okay. Me, my kids, husband, and parents, I guess.
Okay.
Anything.
It's interesting. It almost feels like I'm kind of like seasick, like my stomach is kind of all over the place. It doesn't feel good. It's almost upset, like to the point of like, maybe throwing up. But that they're showing me that this is more of the feeling that you're feeling, that there's something off, that there is something not right. And I'm hearing that your instincts are correct. That going with your gut.
That's interesting. The last few days I've been feeling like that. So,
feeling kind of nauseated.
Nauseous. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing lots of specialists and stuff, but they don't see anything wrong. So I don't know what's going on.
It feels like to me, it's like this nervousness or this feeling, this overwhelming feeling of something bad's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like it's more of that for you, rather than there
the
being,
anxiety.
Yeah, it's like an anxiety feeling of something happening. And I'm hearing that you're feeling the world around you. Not necessarily specific to your family, that you're feeling other people's anxiety about life in general, right? There's a lot of unknowns for a lot of people right now. And it's like you're feeling that piece of it. So when you start feeling that piece of it, just kind of sit with that for a minute and say, thank you for showing me this, but this is not mine, and please release it from me now. And see if that changes how you're feeling, because it feels like there's a lot of weight on your shoulders, like the weight of the world, and it feels like it's becoming to a point where you're getting anxious over everything. Does that make mm-hmm. sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Because what they're showing me right now is that there's nothing to be concerned about.
Okay.
I keep hearing it's all internal. And when I say it's all internal, what they're showing me is that it's just the emotional body of yours reacting. Okay. They're not showing me anything else right now. Are there any other questions that you have this evening?
No, that is great. Oh, about the money thing, I had said about my finances, kind of where we're at financially.
Mm-hmm. The song that's coming into my head right now is "The Future's So Bright, I've Got to Wear Shades." So I'm taking it from that, that things are going to start shifting for you. And, you know, you looking into maybe going back to the bank, maybe doing a facial line with a friend of yours, that, you know, these are all things that are coming in for you that are going to help bring in extra income and streams of money, which is going to help your financial situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It feels like things are going to, things are going to turn around for you and go in the right direction, in the direction that you have been hoping it would go into, if that makes sense.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. Was there anything else that I can help you with this evening?
No, that's great.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for calling in this evening. I sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you too.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Next, we have Melinda, who is in Maine. Good evening, Melinda, and welcome to Your Time to Shine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
All right, what can I do? Oh, okay, this is your first time. Well, this is exciting. Do you have a specific question for me?
Will my life get better?
So let me tune. Is there like a certain aspect that you're looking to find, or are you just meaning in general?
Probably just in general. I'm in rehab right now. I just want to know if this is the last time I'll be here.
Okay. Melinda, let me, just check in to see what your loved ones and guides have to say, and I'll be right back with you, okay? There'll just be a moment of silence here as I do that. Okay. Okay, Melinda. So what I am getting very, very strongly is that you are in a much better place than you have been in the past. And it's really up to you and how you choose. You have a lot more support than you also have had in the past. So all of those things are adding up to really good things, right? And for you to realize that you have those things in your path right now, because before you felt like you were just kind of alone and doing this on your own. And now you're realizing that there are others out there to help you. There are others that you can lean on. And so your guides are telling you, do lean hard on those who have reached out to you and said, I support you. I will help you through this. because those are the ones who really care about you, who really care about your well-being. And I'm being shown that you can get through this, but you have to be able to put your mind to that and say, absolutely, I am going to do this. I am going to triumph and get past this. So
I hope so.
you've done the right thing by asking for help and reaching out for help, right? That is the biggest step. That was the first step, they're saying. The second step is to continue to reach out for help, because where they're showing me, like, you've reached out for help before, but then you feel like you get abandoned by people and by those in your life. And then you slowly kind of slip back. And so they're saying, when you start feeling that, start reaching out to those people who said, I am here for you and I am here to help you. Okay. Because they're the ones that are going to stand by you and continue to push you forward.
Right. I do have a great support right now.
That's yes. Fair. Yes. They're showing me you do have a great deal of support. And it's a matter of, you need to understand too, that asking for help and getting that support is not a weakness. Okay. This is not something that you can just say, I'm doing this on my own. Yes, you can do this on your own, but right now you need the support. And that's the biggest thing for you, is to realize that you don't have to prove anything to anybody except yourself in asking for help. Okay. Yeah. You have a great deal of strength in you. So use that strength, okay? Yeah. I'm being shown the hard part is behind you. You've taken that first step of the hard part.
Yeah. That was the hard part.
Exactly. And look how strong you are for doing that. So congratulations. Mm-hmm. You should be very proud of that. Melinda, we're coming down to... I'm sorry?
I feel like I'm not getting any younger. It's getting really old.
Yeah. It's time for you to start living your life in the way that you want to live it. And Melinda, we're coming down to the last couple seconds of our show, so I want to say thank you for calling in, and best of luck to you. I know that you're going to get through this.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.